It was that time of the year for the Clifton family yesterday as we went off for our annual Santa photos.
Yay! Santa photos are the best.
Merry Christmas.
And it was a great experience, but something pretty crummy, I guess, happened beforehand, and I wanted to talk about it, because I think it highlights our shortcomings as maybe, and this is hard to say, but me and Michelle's parents, or just as us as society. But we were getting our daughter dressed. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Michelle did her hair really nice. She's got long blonde hair. She's only five.
She has the most amazing hair.
Disney princess hair.
I'm jealous of a five-year-old's hair. It's ridiculous.
So Michelle's brushing her hair, and she put a nice Christmas bow in it. And we put her in a dress that we bought for my son. He's only 8 months old. We put her in the dress we bought for his baptism a couple of months ago. And it's sort of this red sequin kind of dress or whatever. Anyway, we put it in her, and it's one of those moments as a dad I'll never forget. My daughter, who's five, puts her hands on her stomach and she looks up at us and says, "Do I look fat in this?" I'm nearly tearing up saying it, hey.
She's only five.
She's 5 years old. And she said it with so much seriousness.
Oh, my goodness.
In her voice. And Michelle kind of did look shocked. Like, she kind of did tear up a little bit. And I was just like, oh. Whew. Like, it kind of took us aback.
And how do you even answer that? Because you don't want to encourage that kind of thinking.
And we were kind of like half of us was like, she just heard, like, and I'm hoping this is the case. She doesn't actually have any intent behind that, and that she doesn't actually think she looks fat. I don't think she does. I think she might have just heard it and didn't really know what she was saying. But it did get me thinking. It is that time of year when we're really busy and we're really stressed, and if we do fitness stuff, all that goes out the window, and we eat and drink more than normal. And do you know what I mean?
Everyone, and those conversations are happening.
Yeah, and we come to January and like, all right, I'm going to get back on track now. So this is the time of year people do get back on track. And I guess it was just a reminder to me, and I thought, you know, maybe a good reminder for everyone. It's not just important to be kind to the people around you. It's really bloody important to be kind to yourself.
Mm.
And I know exactly where Matilda's picked it up from, because it's something I say all the time to my wife. Do I look fat in this shirt, you know? And she's heard me do it.
Yeah.
So, you know, that time of year when we're encouraged to be kind to everyone else, it was nice for me to have a reminder, just to be a bit kinder to myself.
Yeah.
And yeah.
And just to keep in mind that little ears listen to everything.
Oh, yes. They absolutely do.
And they pick it
all
up.
They take it back to school and they tell their teacher and then you feel judged.
Oh.
So that's the thing as well. Oh. But yeah, no, be kind. And yeah, Matilda, we love you. And no, you did not. You certainly did not look fat in that dress, you sweet, sweet little girl.